Hello and welcome to a jam-packed, game-filled episode of BJ Shea's Board Game Alliance, episode number 110. I am your host, Joey, the cure for cancer, but a baby dies with each cure, or solving hunger, but a well-loved and animal species goes extinct. Deez! What are we doing today? We're off the rails.
That should be the hint.
Aha! Yes, we are playing a game, Trail by Trolley, but of course, joining me is Sean Epperson from Think 12 Games.
Oh, hey, and I love that you call it Trail by Trolley, so there's still a mess up.
Trial by Trolley. No!
Yes!
See, that's what happens. There's too many T's. Damn you! And of course, Josh Shelton joins us as well from the Omega Gamers.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, I'm doing great. And Vicky Barcelona has decided to join us on this crazy ride.
I'm having second thoughts.
Well, we all are at this point. Yes, today's episode is going to be filled with just one thing, and that is Trial by Trolley, as we try to run each other over with trains. But first, Geek Nationals. How can you get a hold of us, Josh? What can they do?
Go to bjgeeknation.com to get all the podcast, blogs, interviews, videos, links, and more.
More!
Choo-choo!
More!
Also, check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, iTunes, and Odyssey.com.
Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y. So, as I mentioned previously, we are going to be spending this episode playing a game, Trial by Trolley. And you may recognize it because it has a little something to do with the illustrations of cyanide and happiness. Yes,
yes.
Sean?
Yes, it does. In fact, position that I gave you for your name is kind of a hint of how this game goes. So what we're going to be doing is Josh and I will both choose a positive trait, someone that we're going to be representing. And then that is a random one that we start with. And then we're going to choose a second positive trait. And then we're going to choose a negative trait for each other. And we'll give that to each other. And then we're going to choose an additional little stipend that will get added to each of those. And it may be one that I give to Josh. It might be one that I add to myself in order to push down that negative thing that he just gave me.
And the idea is, you're trying to convince Vicky and I, because we are the conductors right now until we switch off roles, to not run you over with our train.
Exactly.
So there are going to be some positive things and some negative things. I'm going to focus on the negative ones.
I don't want to influence the judges.
Oh,
but I think Trail would have been a fine game.
English. Vicky, are you ready to judge these two?
I always am.
All right, guys. You want to start off with one of your positives.
Josh, why don't you go ahead and go first?
A boy and his dog.
So we have a boy and a Josh and his dog.
I have a rabbi, a priest, a minister walking toward a bar.
Ooh.
A hilarity is going to ensue.
Well, right now, Sean's getting run over.
Yes.
Hey, this is a golden retriever.
And it's a golden retriever, a good pupper?
Sure. So I'm going to go with I win.
So now Josh is going to choose one of his extra positive traits.
And these positive traits are one out of three Josh is going to get to choose from.
Oh, yeah. You've already lost. I'm sorry. Want me to go now or wait for you?
Yeah, go ahead. No,
And Betty White.
Betty White, a child, and the dog.
Wow. Boy and his dog. And Betty White.
Well, I've got a rabbi, a priest, and a minister walking towards a bar, and a billionaire about to donate their entire fortune to a charity of my choice.
Does not be
like
Betty
Child's
White.
Play.
Ooh. That's $1 billion, Vicky. What do you think?
I don't know. He's going to get that huge tax write-off, so... And if he dies, like, where does the money go anyways?
Not to Betty White.
That's true.
And for everyone who knows, this is reincarnated Betty White, RIP. Unfortunately, she did pass away, I assume, before this game came out.
Yes. So now Josh is going to choose a negative trait for my group here.
Oh, and this is, so he's choosing essentially an attack card to make yours worse.
Exactly. He's like, he's going to do something to mess us up and make it.
I like it.
Something that makes you want to run this group over.
I think this fits your group.
Oh, well, I've got a rabbi, a priest, a minister walking towards a bar with a billionaire about to donate their entire fortune to Child's Play. And they also have a person who invented microtransactions.
Oh, gosh.
It goes with your scam you're running over there, Ponzi.
Well, nope.
If you're over this group, you're also running over the person who invented microtransactions. That's good.
There's a lot of lies over there. There's a billionaire about to donate something with the guy who created microtransactions. I don't know.
And a boy and his dog, and Betty White.
That sounds sketchy.
Wholesome, corrupt to the max.
Well, I'm sorry, Josh, but that group also is a part of it.
So, a boy and his dog, and Betty White, and the person in charge of euthanizing all the animals at your local shelter. Not cool, bro.
I'm sorry. He just showed up. I don't know what to say, dude. Okay.
This is not good, because what's going to happen in my mind, I don't know about you, Vicky, but this means that that poor dog's not going to make it either way.
Probably not. I mean, if they don't keep a close eye on him, no.
That person is necessary and brings closure to your story of your boy and your dog and Betty White. Let's hope they stick to animals.
Yes, let's hope. Well, so Josh is going to choose an additional trait. Now, this might be something that helps his cause and, you know, takes some of the neg effects on his team, or it might be something that makes my team a little worse.
Ooh, interesting. All I know right now is I think I'm leaning towards running over Josh's group, Vicky. And I know that's a terrible thing to say, but there's $1 billion getting donated over there.
Yeah, but not to you.
Fair.
I guess to help sick kids, you monster.
I mean, I wish I could see the billionaire's will. Like, where's that money going to if he dies?
And well, is it Elon Musk? Because I might just want to run over him anyways.
Right.
Well, I'm assuming this is probably going to be the billionaire, but he's one day going to invent the world's most addictive smartphone app as well.
And if you like the world the way it is, we should run them over.
Microtransactions and an addictive app.
Well, I have some news about Betty White. I'm really sorry.
Uh-huh.
What'd she do?
She has some really racist tattoos.
Ooh.
That's not cool.
You didn't know, you know.
Hey, it was a different time.
I thought you had the dog.
So now you get to choose. Are you going to run over the rabbi, priest, and the minister walking towards a bar, the billionaire about to donate his entire fortune, his entire charity to Child's Play, but he's going to develop the world's most addictive smartphone app, and a person who invented microtransactions?
Yeah, that person. That's who
or.
Both sides, please.
Or a boy and his dog. Or Betty White, who has some really racist tattoos. Side note, this is just a game. It's not really happening. Or who's also with the person in charge of euthanizing all the animals at your local animal shelter. That poor, poor person.
You know, Vicky, I hate to say it. I don't know what you're thinking, but I think I'm running over Josh's group. This is like alternate reality Betty White, who's actually evil.
Yep.
So we have to run her over. And all we're getting from Sean's side is a billionaire who's going to donate some money and create a cool smartphone app.
No, no, not cool.
We're addicted to it.
I can be addicted to some cool stuff.
I don't know. So, is it the billionaire? I'm guessing it might end up being, what's his face? Zuckerberg. So, he already did it.
Ooh, yeah, it could be Zuckerberg.
See? So, I'm going to have to go run over Sean's train.
What happens
you're
now?
You have to figure it out.
All right, Vicky, what do you think? You need to convince me. Convince me to run over Zuckerberg.
Have you seen his face?
Running him over, Sean!
Okay, that's fair. My group died.
I am now convinced that I have to save the world from a potential AI scandal.
Right?
Joey is going to be taking over now.
Choo-choo, I will now be part of the guessing game, or the convincing game. I have to convince you not to run me over.
Yes.
Sean is dead. He did not survive. Josh, I don't know how you survived with evil Betty White, but congratulations.
Not evil, just misinformed.
Well, since Sean has been unfortunately killed off by the trolley, it is now going to be me and Josh to fight it out. Our conductors will be Sean and Vicky. Josh, you survived last round, so as a survivor, why don't you start us off?
All right. I am a family of woodland creatures fleeing from pollution.
Wow, from pollution.
We got Bambi, we got Thumper, another rabbit, and a squirrel.
And a squirrel? No war elephant, though.
So. No raccoon?
No raccoons.
I am your best friend's significant other.
Okay.
This could go two ways.
I mean, he's not a bad dude. I don't hate him.
Oh, I don't know. I'm going to pre-peek in my car, so I'm ready.
Yeah.
As Josh decides who he's bringing along with him.
I'm bringing, with this family of woodland creatures fleeing from pollution, a friendly genie who will grant you 3 wishes if they aren't hit by a trolley.
Oh,
little friendly bribery never hurt.
This seems unfair already. I am not long for this world. Well, besides having your best friend's significant other, you also have a child's 5th birthday party.
Oh, I thought you had to pick a good card.
There are 4 children in this, and they all look pretty happy, and there's a really big cake.
Oh, there's cake.
Well,
there's
big cake. Lots big of presents. Cake. There's a gift basket also. It looks like it's got It actually looks like it has a bear in a bumblebee costume.
Okay. I'm here for that.
Which looks awesome, by the way. What's happening to my lovely people, Josh?
I do like cake.
Just these.
Oh boy, here we go. Okay. My best friend's significant other at a child's fifth birthday party with a family of cannibal hillbillies.
Cannibal hillbillies.
No.
Looks like you took a wrong turn.
Jesus, turned into a bad birthday party.
Well, regardless of what happens, we kind of know the outcome.
But they're a cool family. They only eat bad precious people.
I see why their little forest animals are running away.
Oh, they're my gosh. Him,
exactly.
Ooh, this is a tough one. What do you got? It's one of a genie, huh? All right, we'll give you this one. This one's cool because I like the picture.
My family of woodland creatures and a friendly genie who will grant you three wishes to not hit him with a trolley.
Mm-hmm.
And a T-Rex about to eat two children and countless others.
Countless others, people.
Countless others.
But only two of them are children, so hey, sacrifices.
I would like to point out that my family of cannibals is only at least five people, according to my pictures. And they only eat other zombies now, after they've tasted human flesh. I'm just saying, I don't know. There could be cool people.
That genie still, that's a really good option.
Right, on top of the fact that you have the genie. You can just ask him to get rid of the dinosaur.
Yeah, we get three wishes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean.
Joy, I think you should add this to your first card, your best friend's.
My best girl. Friend's significant other?
Yeah.
Is on their way to ask you out. Oh, no. So not only are they a cannibal hillbilly, but they're coming after me. Guys, I don't think I'm destined for this world. I'm not going to lie to you.
Mm-mm.
I thought that the children's fifth birthday party would be a slam dunk, but it turns out they're cannibals. So, I only have one counter for this, the Uno reverse card. I'm going to add a little variance.
Okay.
To your genie.
To my genie. A family of woodland creatures fleeing from pollution. A genie who will grant you three wishes if they aren't hit by a trolley, but is wearing a jetpack and may be able to escape the trolley, but there's a 20% chance the jetpack will explode.
Then what? Then what will happen?
No T-Rex wishes about for you. To eat two children and other countless others.
So know that if you don't run over me, then there is no 20% chance that not only will you fail at saving people, but the T-Rex will kill countless children and you'll get no wishes.
I feel like you just gave the genie an additional chance to grant wishes and therefore should survive.
No, but if you just pick me and I survive, there's no variance.
If there's no T-Rex
to rule the world.
But there's cannibals.
There is cannibals. Yeah.
If they pick you, then we have to watch like Wrong Turn Part 4.
Look, I'm not saying that there's probably a scary movie based off of my carts. And I'm not saying most people would probably consider it a nightmare. But have you seen the size of that T-Rex? It's huge.
We don't know anything about those kids. Those kids could be cannibals as well.
They could have already been cannibals. Maybe that was a plus. Maybe this is actually informing the news people now, and it's on the news.
This T-Rex is secretly the hero of this movie.
Mm.
By eating children? Countless children?
Cannibal children.
Yes. It didn't say which children. It's just looking at your trolley over there.
Are you saying that your movie's attacking my movie?
No, not at all.
I still say three wishes, even with a 20% chance. Those are good odds. I'd take those odds.
God damn you, genie.
I'm voting to leave the genie.
I'm dead, I know.
Sorry. Sorry, Joe.
Well, Joe went the way of the genie. Wished out of existence.
Wow, Josh is just on a tear, man.
Damn it, Josh.
All right.
We'll see.
See if I can fare any better this time.
Well, Vicky, you're the last survivor. Can you defeat Josh on the game of Trolley by Death?
Possibly.
Trolley by Doom.
We shall see.
Ah, well, I guess we should move along as I am now hopefully in heaven somewhere with my cannibal family.
We're hanging up together, spiritual buddies.
Yes, yes. Spirit Sean, how are you doing?
Pretty good, Spirit Joey. How are you?
I'm great. I want to see if we can finally kill Josh.
Can I decide to run over to one of you now?
Go right ahead. Well, Vicky.
Mm-hmm.
Josh is winning, so he's getting home court advantage. He's going to lead us off. But do you think you can defeat him?
We shall see.
Josh, what are you now?
Oh, this is amazing. I'm a team of superheroes uniting to save the world. Hulk, Scarlet, not Scarlet Witch, Black Widow and Thor by the picture.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
I like those characters. I don't know. It's going to be tough. Mm.
This is faded.
That's the first. Wait. Really? Okay. It's your home.
Wow.
My home.
That's the last thing I'd want to be destroyed.
That the superheroes can take care of themselves. What the hell? If they can't handle a freaking trolley, then they weren't great superheroes to begin with.
True.
I don't know if my brain can take that kind of a hit.
I like my home.
Half the MCU gone.
My home has my board games.
Not my board games. We'll never be able to replace
I didn't mention
them.
My family. No. First concerns my games.
Not my board games. All right, Josh, what's your second card that you've decided to choose from?
Well, my team of superheroes uniting to save the world. They're assembling, essentially.
Assemble!
They also have a family of penguins on an epic adventure.
Mm.
Ah, what are they doing with those penguins, though? Superheroes got to have a purpose. Are they saving them?
Those are Avenger penguins, and they assembled.
Oh, I like Avenger penguins.
I'm not feeling too confident on these guys, because they have superpowers, but they can't stop a trolley. But you know who is very impressive? A heroic team of astronauts trying to save the world from a massive meteorite.
Wow, so your house is about to get hit by a meteorite, and there is a team of astronauts going to save it. I like Vicky's storyline so far. I don't know if we can hit these people.
If you don't save, like if you go for Josh, you're not saving your house and possibly the world.
Wow. Mm. Josh, counterpoint. What are you adding to Vicky's lovely group?
T-Rex arms. T-Rex arms. Oh, he's got it. Oh,
there
you
go.
Made it happen.
What's that getting added to, Josh?
Is
this just a bad one? Never mind.
Yeah, this is the bad one.
Karen from HR.
No.
Ooh, boy. That's a tough one.
Like, she doesn't know I spin her coffee.
She does now.
All right, Vicky, what red card are you giving to Josh?
Josh gets.
Right now, his Marvel team of penguins. Heroes. Yeah. What could possibly happen to such a great group of Avengers?
Look, these Avengers have to learn to dance to Elvis songs. It's just how it is.
I know. I'm kind of torn between
these. I went down in a burning ring of trolley.
That's not Elvis.
Damn it.
Johnny Cash, buddy. Get out of here.
Oh, for one.
That was incredible. I like the song, though.
I mean, also alongside with Josh's team.
What do we have, Josh?
We have... Oh, wonderful. Cthulhu. Luckily, I have superheroes to defeat Cthulhu.
But they can't defeat a trolley?
And penguins.
The penguins are the distraction.
Who do you think's been keeping Cthulhu at the bottom of the ocean? Penguins.
We didn't row the whole time.
What is Cthulhu doing? He looks like he's on a beach.
He's terrorizing.
He's popping up on a beach and... people are going mad and bleeding from the eyes.
Aye.
Well, I mean, it's Cthulhu.
Well, yeah, it's true. But luckily, there's penguins. And you're not going to kill the Avengers when Cthulhu's around.
I'm not confident this trolley could kill the Avengers.
I mean, that's dry.
But the trolley could kill Cthulhu. Come on.
That's fair. I'm not confident it could go through Vicky's house either, to be honest with you, right? It's a pretty strong house if it's guarded by NASA.
Right. All right, what's next?
What bad thing is happening? Yeah.
He's going to add a trait either to his side or to your side.
Yeah, what can you add to a house?
I am adding one to his, and I can pick one, right?
Ooh, yep.
The house is ground zero for the launch of AI.
I do have one. Will you please add this to your house?
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Killing them will release the 13 kids they've been trapped in their basements.
No.
All right, that's how we're playing it. Add this to your superheroes.
Oh, no.
Is secretly a deadly serial killer. No!
Uh-oh.
They're the Dark Avengers!
Now we're in a point where if we don't kill the Avengers and Cthulhu, nothing good will happen in this world.
And if you kill me, then the world's going to die with the meteor.
Look, all I know is Karen's, you know, I don't like Karen very much, but I think Cthulhu might trump Karen.
It's a little bit.
No, there's 13 kids trapped in the basement. Reason why it's my house. I trapped them there so we could play board games.
they're actually by choice.
I'm glad you gave a reason.
They're doing lots of crafts with me.
You know, I gotta go with Josh as we have to run them over. I mean, the superheroes clearly
goodbye Dark Avengers
can take care of a trolley.
Plus,
and they're secretly serial killers.
Exactly, we're actually getting rid of the bad guys.
What did
guys.
The penguins do?
They existed.
I'm not secretly. I'm also sure. I'm not so sure that they didn't secretly release Cthulhu as well. That you know they're in on this whole ploy.
Exactly. I think that's why they showed up.
What if you know these penguins are on an epic adventure?
Mm.
You don't know what their epicness could have unleashed.
Look, how did they
know what goodness they unleashed?
How did they find their way onto the trolley? I think there might be some mischievous things going on behind these penguins as well.
I'm picturing the penguins from Madagascar.
Yes,
they're not on a trolley. They're on the tracks for some reason.
Yeah, and they're not supposed to be there. They're supposed to be somewhere else. These are murderous penguins.
I don't think your trolley could kill Cthulhu, so you should just go for the house.
Hey, it's worth a try. We got to save the trolley.
I think we do. Yes. We finally have destroyed Josh.
Goodbye, Dark Avengers.
Josh went down in a burning ring of my bad songs.
Johnny Cash, not Elvis.
Yeah, we finally taken down the evil villain that is Josh.
We took him down. All it took was a essentially
I would have got away with it, too, if it hadn't been for you kids in that damn house.
Yeah, there were 13 kids, but they stayed down there.
I did my poor kids to blow up.
Come on.
Plus, Vicky needs her house, man.
I like my house.
NASA couldn't take another explosion.
No.
Josh, you were the last survivor, which means you get the honor of being the last conductor, the only conductor, the one who sends one of us back to Earth.
By survivor, I died.
Yes, but you're the angel now. The angel conductor.
We have a special three-track trolley.
Yes. You have the trolley that brings someone back to Earth. Yes. So you get to vote against Sean, Vicky, and myself to see who gets to go back down and be the lone survivor.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Sean, your random first card.
My random first card is two kids running from an evil candy witch.
Ooh. It's Hansel and Gretel?
Yes, Hansel.
Why Hansel?
Hansel.
Vicky, what is your first card?
A giant pile of leaves that a child just jumped into.
How innocent. And mine... Oh, you're not going to like this. It's the last two pandas on Earth.
Oh, no.
You can't kill the last two pandas on Earth, Josh.
I'd like to point out that my penguins got no sympathy.
All I'm saying is, with those two pandas, they're going to make some incest babies if they live, so it's not really going to last that long.
That's true.
You didn't have the last penguins on Earth, Josh. These are the last two pandas.
You're not convincing me. I'm in leaves.
Well, you need to know that the two kids running from an evil candy witch, there's also a real magical wishing well.
Well, we also, not just a giant pile of leaves, that a child just jumped into. You also have a young witch using her powers for good. She looks like she's a little girl witch.
Glinda.
For good.
So two little girls. A little girl, a little boy.
Well, besides having the last two pandas on Earth, you have you teleported onto the track after making your decision.
Wow.
Boom.
You're trying to game the system over.
All I know is I don't know how you can pick anybody else. I feel like I'm looking pretty good right now.
I have a question for you, Sean.
Yes.
Is your wishing well, is it a monkey paw situation or...
Maybe. It's a well. There's magical stardust around it.
Those that don't know, the monkey paw situation is the wish never go the way you think they will.
That's my concern. But my bigger concern is the thief planning to rob your home, Josh, tonight. That thief is going to be going to your house and...
My board games.
Stealing all your board games.
It's going
Joey's. So Joey's. I'm giving Joey that card.
No! That's not
Joey,
very
why are you
cool.
trying to buy board games and kill me?
Well, I don't want to kill you, but I do want your board games. Oh, boy. Hmm. Ooh, I don't know. It's a pretty tough one. I got a lot of one. No, that person.
See, this wishing well can really help save everybody.
Sure. Okay, I'm going to exclude one of these cards because it would win, but I don't like the topic. So instead, I'm going with this one for Vicky.
Mm. All right. A group of concerned parents that will one day convince the government to outlaw video games.
Ooh.
Oh, bom, bom, boom.
It doesn't say board games, though.
No, it says God hates video games.
Oh, okay, so we're safe.
Wow.
That's all video games, Josh. All video games. Mario. Mr. Mario.
So it was Leaves, a good witch.
Young good witch.
A young good witch.
Little girl. Leaves with the child, by the way.
And then not hurting board games.
It's
looking
just
pretty
games.
Stacked.
Yeah. Let's see what Vicky has for my magical wishing well.
Mm.
It's a positive wishing well. There's no monkey paw here. You just get wishes. And it's a well. Like, it's full of stuff, so you can keep going back and getting wishes.
Josh, the last two pandas on Earth. Bro, the last. There are no more. There are only two. These are the last two, and they're adorable.
You remember when I had penguins, right?
I do. But
you're
at
the bottom of this list.
But do you remember when you were on the track?
I will self-sacrifice.
It's you on the track, Josh. You're back. You know, do you really want to go through that experience again? You just experienced it.
Yeah, but I've been there.
And then, like, this thief that's going to rob you at home. Like, I mean, he's fine. He's a cool guy. He won't take everything.
Well, apparently next to my wishing well is a butcher making meat pies out of dogs, cats, and babies.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not dark at all.
That's not.
Whoops.
Dark this latest.
Starting to look pretty good with these pandas over here, huh?
It's not looking good for Sean.
I don't know why these people are taking the meat pies from him. They look very disturbed.
They,
like,
they don't know what's in the meat pies.
Oh, that's true, I guess.
Vicky, there's some problem with that leaf pile you have over there. You might want to, like, take a look at this card. I don't know. I mean, something happened to that poor kid, I guess.
Everyone they love is going to die in a freak accident tomorrow.
Whoa! Everyone!
So it's everyone the leaf pile loves?
No, the child.
It's a giant pile of leaves that a child just jumped into.
So
technically, it's a giant pile of leaves that a child happened to come into.
So there's going
to
be a forest fire and a massacre.
See, you understand where this is going. The world is going to burn, and everyone he knows and loves is going to die.
We do have a young good witch, though, using her powers for good.
Yeah, she could solve that.
Possibly.
Could she?
That's going to Joey.
What is this going on?
That is going to your second one.
All right. Well, you teleported onto the track after making your decision literally drenched in Axe body spray.
Oh, well, then that doesn't help me not kill Joey.
No, don't kill me. You're cool now. You have the nice, fresh scent of Axe after midnight.
Axe is wonderful.
All right. Read off everything you guys have again, just to make sure I'm tracking.
I am the last two pandas stuck on a track with you, teleported onto the track after your last decision, covered in Axe body spray after midnight edition, with a thief planning to rob your home tonight.
I am two kids running from an evil candy witch, but they're running towards a real magic wishing well, and a butcher making meat pies out of dogs, cats, and babies.
Nothing wrong there. Vicky, what are you?
I am so far, because I still have a card I want to give.
Oh.
Was it a giant pile of leaves that a child jumped into? Everyone they love is going to die in a freak accident tomorrow.
Let's not forget that part.
But I'm also just thinking it's the tree, the leaves. A young witch using her powers for good, and a group of concerned parents that will one day convince the government to outlaw video games.
I'm just saying that Vicky's card's got a lot of consequences on it.
I know, but let's see. I think this might have to go to Sean's wishing well.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Yes, curse his wishing well, Vicky.
It will one day become a powerful politician and start the purge.
So that's a lot of people.
Looks like that wishing well is going to be doing some self-wishing. Okay, so we have a wholesome pile of leaves.
Yes.
With a child and a good witch.
Mm-hmm.
A good witch who could put out the inevitable forest fire.
Yeah.
And
the outlaw of all video games.
It's not board games.
Imagine what would happen to the industries.
And then over here is Sean.
Just
we
means
have,
more people making board games,
we
huh?
We have Wonder Woman 84 over here, where the wishing stone becomes a man instead of the other way around.
But he starts to purge.
So
you know you want to do some purging. Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I'm going to do some purging right now. Sean, you're dead.
Oh.
And now we have Joey. Joey and Vicky.
I got to ask yourself, can you really live in a world where there's no more pandas?
You killed my penguins. Yeah.
I killed 13 of your penguins. You're about to kill all pandas.
Yeah, and the world just doesn't need me covered in Axe body spray, so.
You're going to sacrifice yourself for humanity? Normally, I'd be angry at how awesome you are.
It's leaves. Who doesn't want to jump in leaves?
I mean, I do like a good pile of leaves, but that kid's going to lose all of it, everything, his family. And then who knows how many leaves are going to be lost in the making of this forest fire.
Let's be honest. I think Josh is worried about his board games.
He is looking very heavily at the thief.
You're going to rob my home? No.
You're already dead.
I pick one of you, I lose my board games.
You're going to sacrifice
the other one,
Candace?
I don't lose my board games. You see how this is going, right?
I have made a grave error in my decisions.
Joey, the trolley is hitting us.
Me and the pandas are going to the afterlife.
So since I died again, I think that clearly makes Vicky the ultimate victor.
Oh, yes, the winner.
Vicky's the winner.
Woo!
Good job, Vicky.
Thank you for making me kill myself.
Thank you.
Hey, it's how the cards dictated it. You're up here with the pandas, though. Now we can have a panda party. Panda party.
Super easy to get this game. Probably don't play it with the kiddos.
Don't play with the kiddos. One of my cards would have easily trumped Vicky's poor people, but I didn't think it was appropriate, so I skipped that one.
Yeah, there are some darker cards in here that we may have passed over just for our audience listening. But
yes,
you can find this game at pretty much any game store, including places like Target and Walmart and things like that.
But anyways, thank you for joining us, guys. It's been awesome to play Trial by Trolley, not tortillas.
That was the last time.
Thank you so much for joining us, and check us out next time as we will talk more board games and hopefully less death and destruction. But until then, Josh, take us away.
Play nice and don't hit me with the trolley.
Trolley!